Good morning. You're tuned in to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. My name is Brooke Schaefer, and I'm in the studio this morning with my guest for the morning interview. Our Sitka Municipal Administrator, John Leach, is here with me. John, thanks for being here this morning.
Yeah, good morning, Brooke. Thank you for having me.
It's great to have you on the show. It's nice to find out what's going on around town, what the city's up to. And today we have a kind of a big topic. I think people are interested in this. This is something affecting a lot of Sitkins, which is the airport renovation. So I want to just start by kind of asking a little bit about why is this renovation happening and sort of when did it begin?
Yeah, this is a pretty exciting project. You know, if you're a regular user of the airport, I'm sure you've been in there in the early morning flights and seen how congested the passenger area can get. We're kind of crammed in there with you know, inside that security area. So that was kind of the main driver behind it. But trying to get some better passenger flow through there and just do an overall, remodel on the facility. It needed a refresh. So moving ahead with that, and it looks like the project's moving pretty much ahead of schedule, moving quickly.
That's kind of amazing. Usually that's the opposite of what we expect to hear about construction projects.
Right.
Things are behind and costing more. But this one, it does. We were, chatting before we came on the air, and this is being done in a couple of phases. And the first phase is due to be completed this fall, which seems amazing. So tell us about these phases. What are the phases of construction?
Yeah, if I just kind of break it down very simply, we have phase one and phase two. Phase one is really that expansion side. So when you see the new building going up on the other side of the Nugget restaurant, that's phase one, and then that's broken up into phase 1A and 1B. So they're working on that one right now with the installation of an escalator included in that. So we'll have that new side of the building completed in that first phase. And then when that's wrapped up, I think the intent is to just kind of shift operations over to that side while they work on the phase two, which includes the curbside and refreshment and just rehab of the inside of the remaining part of the building.
Okay. And so this first phase is going to include a second story at the airport.
That's correct.
Can you tell us a little bit about the layout, like what will be in that second story area? What's happening?
That second story area is really going to be more of your passenger holding area. There's going to be a change in flow in the in the airport as well. You know, you'll clear security in a different area, and then you'll go upstairs, and that'll be your passenger waiting area, and where you meet the jetway. So we will have stairs, there will be an escalator, and there will be an elevator. And I think we're actually the first escalator in Sitka right now.
Okay, that's exciting. One thing that comes to mind, and that I imagine other listeners are thinking about as well, is the Nugget restaurant. Can you tell us anything about what will happen to the restaurant? Is it going to stay there? Is it going to be in the same place, or do you not know?
The Nugget is a beloved place for Sitkans, and our intent is to have that remain in place. You know, I speak to the owner and manager of the facility quite often, and I know our airport manager Joseph Bea does as well, and we're making a lot of efforts to make sure that they stay as uninterrupted as possible, and we want to keep them in place.
Okay, great. So people can still go out there now to the Nugget, and hopefully that will continue. Where are we now in the process of this phase one that's currently happening and due to be completed soon?
Mm-hmm. This is probably, in my opinion, going to be the most disruptive part of the project. So the jetway coming out, people are going to have to start loading from the tarmac. You know, it's going to be over some cold and rainy months. Not a good time to do that, but I don't think there's ever a good time to have to load from the tarmac. So we'll be loading outside for a while. Make sure you have your extra tufts on and dress appropriately. And then for those that need extra assistance, there are going to be ADA ramps and folks to help get people on the aircraft.
Okay, great. So people can still get in and out of the airplane, even if they don't use stairs. That's
right.
Important. I do want to talk a little bit about not only kind of where we are in the process, but a little bit about the funding. I think that could be an interest for listeners. Where, you know, how is this getting funded?
Yeah, it's mostly being funded through federal grant programs. It's called the AIP, the Airport Improvement Project Fund, and mainly sourced from TSA, Transportation Security Administration, and the FAA. So this project is about a $40 million project, but approximately $36 million of it is being supplied through those grant programs.
Okay, amazing. So, and then what is next? I guess we're at this phase with kind of finishing up the phase one, and there'll be this kind of challenging fall time getting on the plane. But what are we looking forward to after that phase? Yeah.
In the fall of 24, that's when we'll get completed with phase one, start moving on to phase two. Hopefully that will be, the airport will be completely finished in spring of 2026. But for as far as what's next, there's going to be a call for art soon. There's going to be a process that people can reach out in that process, and the advertising for that should be out in the next couple of weeks.
Okay, great. So artists out there might want to, right. imagine, can you say anything more about what sort of art? Are these going to be big installations, or do you, just at this point, it kind of open?
Yeah, I think the door is just open to see what ideas are out there, and what the design is going to look like inside, and what kind of fits, and how do we bring Sitka and our culture into the airport environment.
Great. So listeners can just keep an eye out for, right. keep an ear out for advertisements mm-hmm. about that next phase.
Yeah.
And there's also a place that people can go if they just kind of want to see what's going on currently and what phase we're at the airport, what's happening. They can kind of do that anytime. Mm-hmm. There's a resource they can go to online?
Yeah, there is. You can go to the city's website at cityofsitka.com, and there's a tab there that says Current News. If you click on that, then you can see a list of all of our public work project highlights, and the airport is one of them on there. But if you do have any questions, of course, you can always call us. And there is an email address set up. It is airport.project@cityofsitka.org.
Okay, great. And then one final question for you. What do you plan to do with this sunny weather this weekend? Any big plans to get out and enjoy the upcoming sun?
I do. I'm going to try to get out and do some fishing,
yeah.
but I'm not very good at it, but I'm still not going to tell anybody my spots.
Okay, great. I mean, the point is just to get outside, right? And be in the sun. The fish is, I guess, a bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been speaking with John Leach, the Sitka Municipal Administrator. We've been chatting about the airport expansion project. Thank you, John, for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Raven Radio KCAW in Sitka.